First, they came to a great hall, in which were many ladies and gentlemen of the court, all dressed in rich costumes. These people had nothing to do but talk to each other, but they always came to wait outside the throne room every morning, although they were never permitted to see Oz. As Dorothy entered, they looked at her curiously, and one of them whispered,
"Are you really going to look upon the face of Oz the Terrible?"
"Of course,"
answered the girl,
"if he will see me."
"Oh, he will see you,"
said the soldier, who had taken her message to the wizard.
"Although he does not like to have people ask to see him. Indeed, at first he was angry and said I should send you back where you came from. Then he asked me what you looked like, and when I mentioned your silver shoes, he was very much interested. At last I told him about the mark upon your forehead, and he decided he would admit you to his presence."
Just then, a bell rang, and the green girl said to Dorothy,
"That is the signal. You must go into the throne room alone."
She opened a little door, and Dorothy walked boldly through and found herself in a wonderful place. It was a big, round room with a high-arched roof, and the walls and ceiling and floor were covered with large emeralds set closely together. In the center of the roof was a great light, as bright as the sun, which made the emeralds sparkle in a wonderful manner.